WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
On Wednesday, the nation watched a mob of Trump supporters violently force their way into the U.S. Capitol. In Chicago yesterday, many students tried to make sense of what happened during class discussions. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigad checked in with a group of black high school juniors on the South Side.
April Green, a teacher at Loomis Longwood High School, a Chicago International Charter School, had planned to spend her afternoon sessions going over test-taking strategies with her students. But 5 minutes in, her plan shifted.
I did want to reserve some time in class today to have a conversation about the events that happened at our nation's capital. I want us to have this space to ask questions, share perspectives, gain insight, and then to seek clarity.
The students were eager to speak up.
There were so many corona violations that was going on.
Yes, it was hard not to think about COVID-19 as maskless screaming rioters made their way into the Capitol. But what most students wanted to talk about was the police response to the pro-Trump mob and how it compared to the response during racial justice protests in recent months.
I feel like if it was black people, the outcome would have been way more different. Like it would have been more harsh.
I agree. They just let them on in. They just let them on past. They ain't called no reinforcements or anything.
They did, but National Guard members were mobilized to the Capitol after the rioters overran the building during the Electoral College vote count. Now, just like many other young people of color, these students wonder who truly has the right to protest in this country. One student says he remembers the peaceful protests in Chicago and the nation after the police killing of George Floyd. But what was the response then?
Y'all called out the National Guard. Y'all was going to tear gas, shooting. More people was down and everything.
They understand Trump played a big part in Wednesday's events. He provoked his followers and for years has tried to stoke racism. But what happened at the Capitol added to a general lack of trust toward their government and police.
What do you guys expect from your next president?
The same exact thing.
The students know incoming President Joe Biden is inheriting a highly divided country. And they don't fully trust him either. They criticize Biden for the role he played as a U.S. senator in passing criminal justice legislation that disproportionately affected black communities. Green pushed them to think about how things can improve.
How do you guys want things to change for your country? And how can your president help change things in your country? Yes.
Make sure like everything is equal, like everyone get the same treatment.
I expect it to be like more better for us. Like hopefully we could get out of the pandemic. People will be able to go outside, get to their regular lives again.
Green then asks, what can they do in their own lives?
I feel like if we want to start really change, I feel like, well, we got to put forth our own efforts.
Yeah, that's why we need to like be like more informed about like politics and the government and stuff. So when our time does come, we can get people to actually care about what they're doing and actually care about our well-being.
Green was running out of time. She wasn't able to highlight the other big event on Wednesday. Black voters in Georgia powered Democrats to victory, giving Democrats control of the U.S. Senate. Green wanted her students to know they too can make a difference. She hopes they will put their words into action once they start voting. Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEZ News.